Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Like girls jump for tricks, don't salt the next man, keep that limber hit. Up in the cut, like barbers in haircut. I'm black with Indian, my race should be much. I cut with razor blades, play spades with unseenness. Evaluate this rap, take heat, a freaking genius. Up in the sky, up high, don't puff lie. Do you smoke crack, fam? Prepare, you gonna die. Bump crazy, yo, my name is Crazy Flow. You thought I had eight, but I got ten more. Offbeat and on beat, old school like Beat Street. I stink like pop feet, make sweat with no heat.
I'm up on this track like Pam Grier. In movies I heat up the beat like water in a jacuzzi. I fly to L.A., then come back to Virginia, then call Maggie New to see he's got some tender. Then back to the grip to pick up my brother G. G, don't forget to bring the house keys. Hop, stand, the 850, now here we go. Please, please, brother, don't slam my car door. Bills with, don't have no time for the shucking and jiving. Peep my rhyme, cause that's off time.
I'm in the Marriott, the place to get shot. After I smoke, he sticks me like shot. Phony like part, connect tongues like dot. Lick his lollipop, this kid named Scott. Me, my hot self, myself be so hot. Touch my hot spot, I scream till I can't stop. Give it to me, daddy, and yep, like Teddy, ready with the 1-2 checker, no diggity, Missy be the bedroom wrecker, double decker, make you wanna be, and then leave your, cause this be better. Prepare to get wet like Jerry Curl juice. You short, can't reach the top, I might give you a boost. I bump like acne, take honey from a bee. My style is like a safe, I swallow the master key. I gas cause I'm a fart, don't paint but make art. Like black and white people, I'm split and rap apart. So sit you bleeding dog and bow to my hit. Nick with you stupid, I'm butter, don't need grit. Make bitch like Caesar, my knowledge feeds ya. Study then read ya, follow the leader. Like shiny, I own your rap leaf. The wackness must cease, prepare for your release.
I'm up in these labels, trying to handle my business and make it more peace before Jehovah had witness. Up jumps, jumper, boogie jumps, please. Brother, brother, please, turn on the TV. See a black man dead from a white man's powder. See a white man scared from a black man's power. Back to reality, please don't freak your smile. This is a stick-up, so get up your wild.
I'm the best. And that's B, and that's capital. I hang no like goals. MCs wanna copy these many flows. Better back up, go to get slapped up. Pack up and go tell mommy that I'm back up. I'm back up. You, and your whole crew. What you gon' do? What you gon' do to me? The MIWSYE, that's my battle to me. It's gonna be some tragedy.
9-7. Bust a bust.
Come on.
Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying of what you saying, yo. Silly with my 9 milli, what's the dilly, yo?
What?
When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio.
Wow.
Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress at the banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Serious, all of my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times a day she'll make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you're good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better, cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas, is never we fabulous. If my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas, is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce from my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party.
Molecules are Dr. Strange. Make a cultic move. If you disapprove, you can keep living.
loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's rap. Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. Oh, it's the Renaissance, 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 Renaissance.
Man, you already know what's up. This is Renaissance Poetry, and we back. You know, got my little drink ready. You know how we do on the show. If you ain't heard the little clank, clank, you ain't been to this show before. This is how we get down. Mostly everybody got a little drinky drink going. That's all good. But on the real, we're here for poetry. We didn't come to play with y'all. We're not coming for no mess. We're having a good time. Let me tell you what we do here if you're new. Renaissance Poetry is about bringing your best shit straight up. And not that stuff that you do to impress everybody, what you were feeling tonight, the best shit to you. Because that's what we want to hear, and that's what we're going to respond to. That's the energy we want. That's the energy we want you to give us, and we'll give it right back. We got Kim, the Hurricane, tearing it up on the event page. You know how she get down. Shout out to Hurricane. Before we get started on the show a little further, I want to shout out my moms. She's 80 years old. She about to jump the broom tomorrow. Me and my brother going to walk her down the aisle to her new, soon-to-be husband, Joe. Yeah, you know what's up, man. You're my boy, but still, I'm always going to look at you that way. But either way, I'm happy for her. I just want to shout her out real quick. And with that being said, you know, we're here to get down. And I ain't got to do a whole bunch of talking and all this stuff. Y'all done already heard a bunch of music and all that. We're going to do what we came to do. We're going to go to the first caller. Who's number one? We got 240 in the building.
Hey, hey, what's up, family? How you doing, brother? Julie, brother, mine.
What's happening, man? What's happening? Oh, hey, man. I see you, man. Let everybody know who we got on the mic tonight.
You got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, a.k.a. Lou Draws, a.k.a. and I'm here right now.
If you say Lou Draws, that means you got something for me tonight. You about to show your ass. You about to show your ass.
Oh,
you
man.
Can holler out Lou Draws tonight.
Nothing like that, man. But I'm gonna go ahead and you know, do this thing, man. Get into it, brother.
Already, man. I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. It's called artificial intelligence. Now, some of you may have already written about this. This ain't copying nobody. I just came up with the idea because artificial intelligence is a thing. So here we go. Artificial intelligence. Remember the abacus? Remember the slide rule? I remember having to use them in school. I remember being taught, you better learn to count your money. I remember being stuck because math wasn't my forte. Into the calculator, my little cheap Casio. I remember being told, leave your calculator alone. A pop quiz in my math class, I'm feeling a little bit mathless. Hey, here comes another zero. Artificial intelligence will not be my hero. It's not easy to teach, but so easy to reach. AI, you need my AI, my computer tutor, my educational prime mover, my engine wherein I get my where in the world, my engine wearing down, not doing my research. Can artificial intelligence truly prove its worth? Cheat codes to be whole, no experiences to be told. Have you artificially sold your soul? Can you relate to a mate? Can you bake a cake? Can you artificially predict your fate? How's your algorithm feeling today? Remember the abacus and slide rule? Hey, I remember before AI, the don't be shy rule. I remember when we used to say hi. I remember scoping an open phone booth. I remember quoting the vulgar post-it notes written on the walls in yellow pages. Days of wishing for glimpses of you. I also remember subliminal clips, which was once removed, now appearing again. I had to have some popcorn and a soda to quench my thirst back then. Now it's a code on an app to satisfy the gap. Hey, I have used AI and a whole bunch of crap. They know my dark side. They know what catches my eye. And I'm not mad at them or it or whomever programming this shit. AI presumed my idiosyncrasies were the only facet to my human being. My human screaming to vocalize scenes, from vocalized scenes to mental memes, and from mental memes to hentai fantasies. Artificially intelligent sparks a need, and lovers arc between the poles, and we mock what we are told, and especially when created necessities have your soul on hold. Whose truth do you find to be self-evident? Are you blind behind lines of rhetoric? Is the AI lying to stay relevant? I remember a line from a very long time about the incredible memory of an elephant. I use primal rhymes just for the hell of it. I remember when I was celibate. I remember the 14th Street corridor where whores were celibate to make it flow. Hey, Joe, you want to give it a go? Get you got a lot of lifelines. I used the cadence of a computer and chose his gender to spit my rhymes. I sped it up and slowed it down like I sound after an overnight bender. Now, I must admit, it was articulated swell. AI don't get tongue-tied and slurry as hell. But can AI truly flow from my well? Can AI know what to write when I'm feeling uptight, when I'm out of sight and off these apps, these houses, these spaces where my ink blazes the places I choose to partake in? Man, artificial intelligence can never match my pen, match my zen. I'm organic, slightly manic, oft-times tantric. Yeah, that's my piece. Thank you.
Oh, you just gonna end it like that, like with the cleverness at the end. Do me a favor, because I need to hear it one more time, man. Give me back the when we used to say hi. Just give me that one more time.
Okay, brother. I remember when we used to say hi. I remember scoping an open phone booth. I remember quoting the vulgar post-it notes written on the walls in yellow pages.
Just flowing. But I love the flow, man. I love the flow. But what you're saying here, brother, every time you spit, man, you're still saying some real shit. And, man, these kids don't know nothing about all that, bro. They don't know nothing about all of that, man. They didn't actually forgot how it is to literally talk to somebody in their face. They still texting each other in the same room. They don't even talk to each other in the same room.
Yeah, man. So the AI, brother, artificial intelligence, artificial man. Communication, artificial. Yeah, damn, I guess we're going to get to artificial fucking pretty soon, but fuck that.
We already artificial. And they already doing that, too. So you ain't seen a robot baby making? They already doing that, too. It's already artificial.
Yeah,
already there. But, man, I appreciate you coming through with the piece, man. It's been a minute. How you been doing?
Oh, man, up and down, man. I'm about to head in California about 3 more weeks, man. Going to see my grandson, so everything good.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
That's good, man.
That sounds like a good trip, too, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, my baby got a vineyard up there. I'm going to be up there picking grapes and hugging the grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Already. That sounds like a good time. Sure. That's what's up, man. Good to hear from you, brother. Oh, yeah. Man, hope to hear you next time on the show. You know, if you can stick around, hit the VIP page up, say what's up to Kim for me. And I'll see you around.
Oh, will do. Will do. Will do, bro. Will do. Oh, I love it here, man.
Indeed. Lou Draws doing his thing on the mic tonight, man. As always, we appreciate you, man. Hope to see you next time, as always. And again, say what's up to Kim for me on the event page.
Will do, bro. Will do. Thanks again. One love, one life.
Already. Indeed, indeed. Joe the Verbal, number one again. That brother, that stayed number one. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 562 in the building.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening? What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we're on the mic with tonight.
Samuel Rain, sometimes complicated pastor.
Samuel Rain, sometimes. You're not complicated tonight? Which one is it?
Oh, no. Well, no. He always shows up. I mean, they can't hold
okay.
him like that. He's about to be on tour again, so it's about to be dangerous. That's all I can say.
Oh, damn. Yeah. It's like that?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
I'm headed back to the East Coast. I got Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York on my tour schedule.
Oh, shit, y'all. But y'all out there eating, huh?
Yeah, it's about to be live. I'm going to be out there with the Great Beards of Poetry. I'm going to be out there on my own. So it's going to be fun, you know. I'm just going to get it
oh,
in.
Oh, man, I ain't mad at y'all, boy. Y'all hungry out there in the streets, man. I ain't even mad at you.
Yeah, you know how it flows.
Yeah, y'all get to there, brother. Yeah, shout out to your counterparts, man. And I see them getting it in, man. Got much respect.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to get ready to it. I didn't know I was going to be second. I tried to beat Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, but my phone hung up and I had to call back in. I'm like, damn it, again.
Joe hard to beat. That number one spot, man.
Yeah, well, when he comes to California, I'm going to kidnap him. He's not going to make it back to the East Coast.
Damn, man. So you ain't got to cheat, man. You ain't got to hit him in the knees, bro. You ain't got to take the cane to his knees, man. Let him skate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, man. I'm going to let you do your thing, but I'm going to press mute. Michael Jordan.
All right, check it out. It's been a while since I tasted beautiful, arousing herb tones and seedy black coffee in my mornings. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain when we love hard. Have you ever felt like rain? I could never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dark man. She's off the chain. Call me the Mackin Game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her we all flow differently. Some of us flow rhymes and call it therapy. She said my words have weight, so I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. Now she knows I would read her. It felt good discovering myself, true story, this past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving. Invited me like home, she shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name, she's dark girl magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. It was that dare I needed, I had to. But she spoke her mind, and I don't mind, the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew, the dark girl, I'll be loving you with all of my senses. Not just a 5-day mention, my 360 coming in dimensions, encompassing. If I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheets do. take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you. You sing it to me and I come alive. As the fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul, I feel you like music. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, Renaissance Poetry. I am Complicated Passion, the voice behind this pen. Thank you.
All right, I'm back. If y'all can hear me, boy, Blog Talk tried to kick me off my show. I didn't hear the end of the piece, man. I heard you being nasty. It was Mr. Nasty time. But the Blog Talk kicked me off the show, man.
It's all good for PG-13.
I was like, I hear what he's saying. Hey, it's PG, but it's still Mr. Nasty time. I know what's happening. I know what's going on. We can read between the lines. We know what's happening.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Getting the reader to read between the lines, and that's the show.
Already. That's what's up, man. I always appreciate you coming through with your work, brother. If you got anything you want to share or you want to put on the event page, I always feel free to do so. But you did say you have stuff coming up, so you wanted to give any of those dates or anything like that?
Well, it starts at the end of July. I will be in Atlanta for a One Positive Way reunion. And then from there, I'll be at the Apache in Atlanta. And then I'll be at Versus, the open mic. In early August, I'll be featuring at the Noricum Poets Cafe August the 9th and in a bunch of other places. So, you know, I'm still trying to get it down. So it's going to be busy. I'm sure I'm going to be back on this show before I do that. So if you're in any of those cities that I'm going to be in, you may hear Insatiable because it's one of the dopest poems that I have. And shout out to Cambrella Renee, and shout out to my girl, Sister Taraji, always in my heart.
Already. We appreciate that, man. She's always with us. We carry her with every show. That's why we're keeping the flyer the way it is right now. We just got to have her, you know, her there with us, man. So we appreciate you shouting that out and saying how you feel about that. And hopefully, like you said, you'll come back to the show, kick it with us, share some more work.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Already. Mr. Nasty Time, Samuel Rain coming through, doing his thing. We always appreciate you. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 571 in the building.
What's up? What's up, Pippin? What's up, player?
What's up, man? Bro, wait a minute. Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Larry Shepard, a.k.a. Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. How you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling good. It's strange because I was just seeing if a show was on, right? And I did not expect for the Renaissance to be on. And I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Something told me it's
just we back.
Call in. It's like something in my ears. They just call in.
That's something.
Glad you made it to
the show, bro.
Already. Yes. How have
you enjoyed
your
show so far?
Oh, I'm loving it, man. You know what I mean? I am a fan of your show, man. I'm a fan of, you know, the spirit of Taraji is still in here. You know what I'm saying? Cambrella, you. This show is just amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? How y'all put the show out, you know? I think y'all
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely. We always appreciate that, man. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We definitely appreciate the consistency. I mean, you guys always show up and show out for us, man, as always. Definitely appreciate that. You know, we took a little time off. Actually, we took a lot of time off. But y'all came right back as soon as we showed up. So, you know, it's respect, man. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah. You know what? You had to take some time off and then, you know, meditate, pray, and come back and with the explosion. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to find that inner peace within yourself, you know, when you miss someone and then you try to catch that fire again. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the spirit's always here. the spirit of her, as Taraji has always said. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, what would she want you to do? She wants you to keep
it. Oh, we already know.
Put that fire out.
Was,
you know what
I'm
saying?
She was in our ear the whole time. Trust me. She was in our ear the whole time. We could not do this show. We cannot bring it back. We had to come back with the right energy. And so once we felt the time was right, once we felt the energy was right, we came back. Y'all was there for us, man. So we appreciate that. So with that being said, man, I know you came to do your thing. So what you got for me tonight? You spitting off the dome? You got something you wrote?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to spit off the dome.
Oh, shit. Well, we ready, man. We ready. We're going to let you do your thing, man. I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, the name of the, I'm going to use the ancestors for this one. The name of this poem is called All Hail to the Ancestors. All Hail to the Ancestors, okay. All Hail to the Ancestors. All Hail to the Ancestors. All Hail to the Ancestors. The stripes on my back. Wanting to go ahead and be free, not wanting to choke on the rope on the slippery slope, putting our rights in this time of fire, wanting to be free of master of the next chapter. Those that keep on lynching us, the filthy pigs be writing us off. We won't be lost, we will win. We will keep on fighting again and again. They tried to make us like the slaves. The 13th Amendment ain't worth the damn. Now get with the program. Yes, we are free. Slavery was abolished unless you commit a crime. When in the hell did black not meant to be a crime? Being black in this country is just like being a criminal. Yes, I say all hail to the ancestors. All hail to the ancestors. All hail to the ancestors. You could call me Malcolm X because who taught you? Who tried to deceive you? But I want to bring words to go ahead and change your mind and leave the lies behind. You could call me Dr. King, explaining about the land, how the land was prepared, that we come into D.C. to go ahead and get our check. You could call me James Baldwin. I turn up the tempo. I let you know that I am not your Negro. Yes, we are coming hard and we are starving for our rights. And yes, you could call me Eldridge Cleaver. I'll make you a believer. I will go ahead and be strong with Darlene Cleaver. We be like the possible and be powerful. And be responsible. All hail to the ancestors. All hail to the ancestors. All hail to the ancestors. Because I show toughness like Frederick Douglass. I came here realizing the powerful like Fannie Lou Hamer, the game changer. I became Rosa Parks, not going in the back of the bus. I adjust to kick everything in dust. You see, I am Nat Turner, that slave rebellion. Let me go ahead and change everything in that direction. Yes, they killed Emmett Till, but Emmett Till is back to point out the ones who did the criminal act, the ones that said that those devils were free. No, you can't kill us. You can't stop a revolution. Oh, no. We are like the solution to make the contribution. I am Crispus Atticus. I am the toughest of my own black ancestors. Nothing can stop us. I am Kwame Brown. Nothing can stop us. You see, we are going from region to region to season to season. And when I get the power, and my mouth is wide open, and the words be spoken. And when my eyes are open, I say, all hail to the ancestors. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the local engine, take gears in the Omar Lane pipeline drive.
All right, brother, I see you name dropping off the top of the dome. James Baldwin, I'm not your Negro. I like that line. That line definitely shout out to me, man.
Yeah, you know, he...
I don't know.
That was fascinating. You know, when I seen James Baldwin, he's very articulate when he talked. You know, talk with intelligence, and that scared some white folks. Because the thing that they never want you to do is to be intelligent and know who you are. Because we were royalty before slavery.
Already. You did a lot of, you know, like I said, not just name dropping, but you was kind of like dropping the gems of what they had said before, something they had wrote. So, I mean, you kind of show it off your own little ability to let us know that you read and, you know, you know what's up too, man. So I saw you. I thought that was kind of clever, man, dropping that in like that, man.
Yeah, I you know what? And I was just listening to Darlene Cleaver. Shout out to her. She was at in California. Her and her husband. And I like Eldridge Cleaver because he didn't really give a fuck. He said, fuck Ronald Reagan. And I'm like, damn, he was gangster before gangster rap was in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. I said, damn, Eldridge Cleaver was more gangster than the gangster rappers.
Hey, that shit was real, brother.
He said, I don't want to watch this movie. I said, damn. Like,
you get to read, man. You would discover there's a lot of brothers, man, and sisters back in the day that was taking no mess, man. They weren't taking none of that shit. So you'd be surprised. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming out as always. You know,
always,
appreciate
man.
You making it to the show. And, you know, we hope to catch you next time, brother. You know, you did your thing, man. And, it was always hard to go off the dome, man, but you did your thing, bro.
Can I make one little statement? I got my...
Oh, shit, what you going to say?
I got my LLC called Mr. AC Fire Provision. I sell oils. I sell, you know, I'm going to be selling oils. I may come back to radio. And now I want to teach black people, our youth, about the ancestors, because I believe too much of his story is being told and our story is being neglected. That's the way I feel.
All right. You know, any of that you want to post on the event page, feel free to do so.
Yeah. I'm just so glad y'all back, man. I'm glad y'all back. For real.
Yeah, you know, we're going to try to keep it going,
of your
man.
Work. You know, Keith Eric, I'm a fan of your work. I'm a fan of Hurricane. I love when y'all do y'all thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You are a positive black man doing your thing, man. And I ain't got nothing but respect for you, man. Always. Since the first time I ever heard you on the mic, which has been a long time. I can't count
it
out. It's been a long time. The first time
I heard
you
back,
on the mic.
It's been a while back, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's all respect, man. It's all love, you know.
Yeah,
I'm like an OG
yeah.
now. I can say I've been on this mug for a minute,
yeah.
man. Back in 2015, I'm an OG now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
OG,
you graduated,
so,
man.
You know?
Okay.
I'm shit.
All right,
but I appreciate that, man. I appreciate your words. I appreciate you coming out, man, like I said, as always. And
all love,
we'll,
man.
We'll see you next time, brother.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen, bro.
All right. Automatic, Charismatic, doing his thing, coming through off the dome. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, sir?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already. How you been doing, bro?
Not bad. On the grind and doing my thing, man. Trying to survive.
Hey, man, that's all we can do. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Loved it. Loved it. Joe came in and started trying to burn stuff down and Complicated Passions did his thing.
Right.
And
yeah, you know Joe gonna come through.
Charismatic. Yeah. I didn't had to put out a couple of fires of his, but he come through with lightning bolts and thunder.
And look, Joe come through spitting. If you're gonna start the show off with anybody, look, I just gotta say this: I shout Joe out quite a lot, but Joe has started off the majority of every show I've ever hosted. Like, seriously. Like, I got probably like 100 shows on Blog Talk at this point, going all the way back to Love Jones. So all the way back to there, mm-hmm. Joe was like damn near number one every time. And then the only one that was like messing with him, with the one, you know, going back and forth, was David Mott. David Mott and him was going back and forth for a minute on who was number one. But for the, you know, majority of the time I've done this, Joe has been the first person to start off the show damn near every time. Like, seriously. He's been here supporting every show I've ever hosted, man. I definitely shout him out. He always started off right. He started off with good energy. He started off with good vocal play. He started off with good metaphors. Like, he bring it. So once Joe started, y'all can't come with no bonus.
No. You definitely, once he didn't put everything out there, you got to come with your A game. That's for sure.
All right. Now, speaking of A game, I see you out here. You just right, but I envy the hell out of that, man, because I've been having a hard time getting my pen going. Every time I turn around, you know, I'm tagged by, you know, Anthony Arnold, then tagged me in the other piece. I'm like, this motherfucker stay writing. I cannot get it going as much. So I sit back and just in awe at how you just keep flowing, bro. You just get it going every time, like every day, damn it. You got to do peace.
It keeps
kind of envy that.
It keeps me in a good frame of mind. I write. I guess you could call it my mental health break, but it keeps me in a good frame of mind.
But, already, I can see that, man. You know, that's another reason why we brought the show back, because, you know, it did a lot, you know, for us as well, you know, as what we would hear it did for y'all. It was really, you know, a thing we were starting to feel like we needed again. And that's when we really knew the energy was becoming right for the show. So I definitely get
it. It was time.
I get it. And it was time.
It was time.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of it was time, I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother. I know you got something work ready to spit for me. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is kind of resolving a promise I made to Kimbrella the other day. And the piece is called Ancestors. In the beginning, there were two, him and her. No names were needed. Our ancestors. The mother of our race, our love, our hope, our strength. Him, the protector of her, of our race. The griot, holder of knowledge. Many have tried, all have failed to pull them apart, to turn them against one another. For 400 plus years, they have guarded generations. And even though we feel alone in the world,
they continue to watch over us. In the beginning, there were two. Him and her. No names were ever needed. And that's that piece.
You just gonna bring the melancholy flow tonight, man. That's how you gonna do it. Alright. You just gonna come with the smooth melancholy flow, alright? Look. This piece is, you know, is strong because of what you're talking about, man. You said that you made a promise to kill. So, you know, what's that about?
Mm-hmm.
You let her read this before? Or?
No. This is the first I wanted to, and she said no. She wanted to be surprised. So this is the first time she's heard it.
Okay.
What had happened was she pops out stuff, advertising the show and stuff. And she put out an advertisement that had a picture of a male and female. And from the minute that I saw the picture, it spoke. And
okay.
I got a hold of her. I said, "Do you mind if I use this picture?" And I promise you.
I think she just posted it too.
I promise you that I will read the completed piece on the show. And I tried to sleep. Now, mind you, I have to be up at 4:30, be out of the house at 5. 1 o'clock in the morning, I got up and I wrote this because it would not let me sleep. So,
okay.
What you heard was what came to mind to me that morning at 1 o'clock.
Damn, okay. So you had to write that shit. You couldn't get nothing else going until you wrote the piece.
No.
Man, bro, I miss that. Man, I miss that. It was a time, man, I couldn't write nothing else until I finished a certain piece. Now I got like all these pieces everywhere. Like, there was a time I couldn't get nothing off until I finished the piece. But yeah, man, I'm glad that she was able to get you going, man, with that picture. That's a dope picture. That's the one that she was posting. So yeah, man, you did your thing, brother.
I appreciate it. And Kim, that was for you.
Kim. You know what? Hold on. You know, since, you know, that's what the time we all in, you call it. Let her speak directly to you on that one now.
Peace. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. That was a... You did that picture justice. Just, oh, my God. Like, first of all, your cadence is everything. Like, you always know just the right inflection, just the right tone, just the right pauses in your pieces. But when you just said this right here in the beginning, there were two, him and her, no names were ever needed. That right there is like the entire piece for me. And then when you expounded on that, it definitely brought it home. But just those lines right there encompass that entire energy of that picture. Like, I love it.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are so welcome. Pleasantly surprised. That's why I'm like, nope, I want to hold that. I want to be surprised like everybody else. This is beautiful.
Anthony needs to be doing his thing. You know, he's over there just taking, you know, flyer pictures that you use it in writing off this shit. Like, you know, quit showing out, man.
I mean, yeah, as soon as he saw it, like, as soon as he saw that picture, he was on it like, oh, no, I have to write to this. I'm like, you know, be my guest. I was anxious to see how he was going to go at it, and I love it.
I'm over here struggling to fit his pieces that are months old. He just taking random pictures and just showing his ass. But it's all right. It's all right, though. He family. I'll let him make it.
Sound like a little hate to me. I don't know. A little bit.
I'll admit the shit.
A
little bit.
All good.
All right. Come on, my show's stunting this shit. Yeah, I'm calling
out.
We love
you. We love you, Emily Arnold. Love you, family.
Already. Appreciate your brother, man. Hope you come back the next show. And, you know, just keep showing your ass. I ain't mad at you, you know. Do your thing.
One love, one mic.
Already. Anthony Arnold coming through to do his thing. Like, we got time to get one more in before host spit. And after we get this next person in, these are the numbers. We got 713-506-707-901-540-251-213-484. That's the number that we got after this. So we're going to get this one more caller in before we get to the break. We got 445 in the building.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
What it do?
Let everybody know who we got on the Mizai.
Yo, this is your
You ain't even got to say your name now, because when you do that laugh, everybody knows who it is.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no point.
It's just him,
ain't
the
no
poet.
Point saying your name.
It's just him, the poet, for real.
It's just him now. That's your name.
Yeah.
You gonna bite me? Yeah. You gonna bite Mimi? You gonna bite Mimi? Shit.
Who with that?
Mimi, you gonna bite Melissa? Shit. It's just him, the poet.
What if? I ain't know about that. I ain't copyrighted yet. So, you know, him is he. Just change it to him is he. Him is he, the poet.
You got too many names, brother. This is, look, if everybody don't know, this is for real, the poet coming through with his thing, doing his thing, you know. There was a time this man would come through, his neck bones and macaroni.
I'm just going to tell y'all.
Yeah, I'm just glad it ain't neck bones tonight. How you feeling, brother?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay, man. Feeling okay, man. Y'all got a good vibe going on over here, and I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying it, man. So good.
Already, that's what's up, man. Appreciate you coming to the show as always. This is the CEO. If y'all don't know, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this man doing this thing for us. You know, brought me in 2015. You know, to host. I ain't host nothing before. Let me do my thing.
Hey, man, I believed in you, man, from the first moment you opened your mouth and spit that first piece that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was crazy. That's crazy how I ended up on the network. But, you know, it seemed to be, you know, what was supposed to happen. You know, that divine shit.
Yeah,
right, man.
It was written. It was written, bro.
Already. And speaking of what was written, I know you got some new
shit that you wrote over there, man. Hey, I told you, man. See, I've been fumbling with this piece, man, not wanting to do it because it's new to me, and
man,
I ain't break it down yet where things supposed to go. And
that
stuff,
book.
But, I'm provoked.
It's the piece you're feeling, though. It's the piece you're feeling the most. Quit playing. It's the piece you're feeling the most.
I hear you, man. I really want to play it safe and do something I can kill.
Man, fuck all that. Spit your best shit.
You want me to
stumble? No, man, I know you're going to own that shit. See, I done listened to you too many times. I already know what you're going to do. You ain't going to fool me. Other people might get fooled by you talk about how you going to fuck up. You going to come through and murder the piece. You know what I'm saying? You going to put bullet holes in the motherfucking piece, man. I ain't tripping. You out here on your John Morant shit. You know, you going to put bullets in the motherfucker. You know, you got your gun out.
Okay.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm trying to get you to believe me, man. No, it ain't one of those times, bro. This is serious.
We going to see.
We go see.
So I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. Whichever piece you end up getting. If that one cool, if you grab something else, I ain't mad at you. But I already know you're going to kill it. So I'm going to press.
No, you know what? I'm going to push it out. I'm going to push it out and see if I can work it.
I know you will.
For real. If I mess up, it's your fault, though.
All right. I own it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. She was hurt by the way that love had lied so many times. So she killed it. With the same arrow that Cupid hit her with, she killed it. With some Kill Bill shit, killing love, kicked her high heels off and just sat there and watched love die. And the taste for it, she allowed to wither. Now, she's feeding me her bitterness, her bittersweet seasons of unkept promises, broken, still stored in her iPhone. Her screenshots of all her miseries cry out to me, leaving teardrop stains on my screen, on my Samsung. You got me on a Bible watch. You're looking a lot like Lot's wife, love. You look back at the love that you lost, and it almost turned you into a pillar of salt. But love, that ain't your fault. Love, she sighed. Love tastes like an unhappy frown on a clown, like a fucking toothache that won't go away, one you've had for days. It tastes like disappointment, like a lover's secret rendezvous where they never appear. You're just left standing there like a motherless child crying heartfelt alone with no one to tell a secret to. Love tastes like shit. She paused and I could hear her sobbing through her headset. What came next was unexpected. Because right there is where I had to interrupt shit. And I placed the moistened lips of all my desires across her desperate needs and wants. And I whispered, you taste like a promise kept. Sweet, succulent. Your kiss tastes like the truth to these lips and God I trust. Closed eyes, yet I see this much. The view you set, you're that mellow, you know that in between where the sun begins to part and the moon starts to set. That part. You give birth to visuals, vivid, velvety skies, blue sunsets, horizons, moonlight, lit candles. They are both envious of you. Your glow, beautiful. You're like every word that rhymes in this poem, and in every stanza you give answer to questions no longer asked. You are reassurance. They didn't see it, though. They had no taste. It wasn't meant for them. To them, you were tasteless, your needs and wants. But I can see it. Always have. I can feel it in your cadence. You are that truth that people seek trust in. That what we most rely in, honestly. Honesty has become a lost commodity, and love has become misused and unlikened by those of us who've been abused by it. I dig how you feel. It's lost its true definition. But you taste like accountability at the very tip of my tongue. Smooth like my favorite ice cream into my ears, my favorite love song. I've been here all this time and I do have regrets. I'm sorry that I never said anything, but I'm saying it now, getting this off my chest. I can only imagine that you taste like forever, like everything worth waiting for. And if tomorrow never comes, I am thankful still for I have found, just by being in the same circle with you all this time, what true love could possibly taste like. It tastes like you. It tastes like what everyone who's been looking for something real wishes love could taste like. You taste legit. You lack bullshit in your ingredients. Deceptive deceptions, untruths, and lie-telling. You don't do that shit. If anything, you're more of a support system. And for so long, I've had this taste for you. Wantings. Wanting to taste you outside of this friendship we've been encased in. I had a taste, a curiosity of how things could be if we both always kept a full plate. There was always someone else there in the way. Funny, but things have changed. We're both single, and it seems that there's this table set for two. Doors are now open that I'm willing to walk through. How about you? How about you? I paused, and quiet filled the air. And I was afraid of rejection because of all the shit that I just said. And she whispered, a promise kept, reassurance, accountability, the truth. I've always felt those same things about you. And I do admit that I always felt a certain way about those chicks that were dating you. It wasn't me. It wasn't them. It was me. Maybe all this time clearing her throat. Maybe all this time I wanted to taste you, too. Pause. Silence. Tripping. We both bust out giggling, and I find myself staring at my phone, asking myself, did I just tell her that I wanted to taste her? What the fuck? But I do. I want to taste her. Have the truth taste me, and I taste her. Taste all that trust. Make love to her. Honesty. Honestly. All those good qualities. Treat her how she needs to be, how she deserves to be. Tasted. For real.
You see, that's why I said what I said. You gonna come through and kill the piece like that, bro? Come on, man. Come on, man. You killed that shit. You spit the shit out of that piece, bro. Hold on. Look here. I need you to give me the line right after you said love tastes like shit. Give me that shit like that, bro. Give me that shit there, because you flipped the script on me. You flipped the script. You was talking all this noise. You talking about, you know, you on a Bible watch, you know, she looking like Lot's wife and all that shit. Love is looking like disappointment. And then you said love tastes like shit, and you flipped the script. So go on, give it back.
Hey, look. All right, let me explain first of all. All right, hold up. I'm trying to find the part and talk shit to you at the same time. That was her that said love tastes like shit.
Okay.
All right. I need your phone. I'm trying to look for it. Yeah, that was her that said love tastes like shit. She was crying her miseries and her pains upon me while I'm sitting here on the phone listening to her. Okay,
gotcha. Gotcha.
You know. Just a long piece, bro. Love tastes like
as long as motherfucking piece, dog.
Okay, I'm getting there. I'm very close. Standing there like a motherless child, blah blah blah, blah 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 blah. Left alone with no one else to tell the shit to. Okay, here we go. What did you want to hear? Oh, you said I twisted it up.
Yeah, right after she said something.
Okay.
Give me
that. I'm there, bro. I'm sorry, bro. All right. I give you a line before and a line after, man. Left alone with no one to tell a secret love to. Love tastes like shit. She paused, and I could hear her sobbing through the headset. What came next was unexpected. See, cause right there, I had to interrupt her. Shit. And I placed the moistened lips of all my desires across her desperate knees and once, and I whispered, you taste like a promise kept. So I was telling her, as she was crying all the tears,
the truth of
how
I really felt about her.
I see what
out.
You did. You brought the congregation with you.
Shana Navosa.
You brought the congregation with you. Yeah, I see what you did.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to take
advantage. You got a little nasty there.
But you know, I'm just saying, I wasn't trying to take advantage of her misery or pain like that, but I was hearing all this sorrow, sadness,
you know,
that I
just
really
wanted to chase all them tears.
You're not deserving of that. It's not your fault. But this is how I feel about it. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up?
You know?
All right, bro.
Man, don't be
I
trying
see.
To read that shit, bro. I know I'm going to get an inbox
later. All right. You probably going to get a few. It ain't going to be for me either. You right.
Hey, I want to shout out on some serious shit. I want to shout out my sister, Kimbella Renee. Because I had called her one night, and I told her I had this piece, right? That's when I only had, like, maybe a couple paragraphs. And I said, I got this piece I really want to get into. I need your help, you know, as a woman, you know, as a writer, poet, and everything. And we started getting into, you know, various parts of here. And, you know, so I want to thank her for inspiring me and helping me along with this piece, though. So it was a challenge to me to perform it because I really wasn't feeling it like that yet. You know, that's my first time ever doing it. And I'm not quite finished with the writing for real, for real. I want to go deeper. I want to go deep in that. But it's basically a conversation.
You know, I ain't mad at you, man. That's how we should do it, bro. So, you know, the piece that you finished tonight may not be the finished piece when you do it again. So, you know, bring it back.
Yeah. So shout out to Kim. Love you, girl. Baby.
Already. And y'all know what it is, man. We finna go to the refresh break. That means, you know, because for me, during this time, I didn't already drink all my drink up. So I got to pour me some. So
I got
I'm
some
about
love.
To get it together. Y'all get it together. You know, replenish whatever it is y'all got going on. We'll be right back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll come right back with Host Spit right after these two songs. We'll be right back.
We made up, same thing, we were straight up, fighting through. tell you love me from you. And when we ain't talking, your thoughts keep telling you you're feeling me too. So why you keep it bottled up? Open, open, let me show you what I can do. I got nothing to prove. If the pressure too hard, then baby, I can turn it loose. Good times, tell me, baby, what you waiting on? Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone. I want you. You want me to. Oh. You wanna show me what's inside? I can see it all in your eyes. Good times, tell me, babe, what you waiting on? Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone, but you won't find out if you never try. You want my love. Oh, oh,
there's something to be said about love that can be felt from a distance. It's in the blood. You can sense it. To many, it seems senseless not to be in one another's presence. However, what does it say about love when no matter how far, I can say I've never sensed less? Less is more. I don't know about that. But time and distance matter not to love. In this instance, it's only insistence on never letting go. Deeper than the rabbit hole, our own literal wonderland. And it's no wonder, man. I sink deeper into her like quicksand, and I'm not talking about her yoni, but I sink into her slowly. It's the equivalent of grounding. Lightning from the sky. I'm the conduit. She's into it. Hold my hand like her arms and legs wrap around me tightly, never letting me go, you know, swaddling. No wonder she calls me baby. I rock her to sleep steadily. Makes sense she also calls me daddy. I pay attention to her needs, you know, mastery. They say it's blasphemy, but she's a goddess to me. Humbles me by worshiping my seeds on her knees, planted sweetly in her fields of skin, bronze, perfection. Every time we kiss, I learn a lesson. Like the universe just passed through with knowledge of the birth of quasars. We be Venus and Mars. We be the stars. We be dark matter. We be where dark love matters. In the spaces that are too dark to see. The spaces in between the time it takes before my beautiful one is even seen. I can still breathe her in. In her eyes, I feel seen. We be so in love, I be Al Green. She be my vocal chords because she's my melody. And just because you think I'm bullshitting, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. You see, we bleed the needs of souls. We drink and eat all the ancestors' souls, the nourishing seeds that live like DNA in her memory. So even if I'm sleeping a new century, she'll find her way back to me. And I recognize her instantly. I mean, it's easy to recognize what's missing when what's been missing was the best of me. Twin flaming, her memories of me rise like a phoenix. If my eyes see astrophysics, the heavenly body created for me. She sees the same in me when I look into her own. It's no longer the unknown. We own the sun and the moon. The sun in the moon. Mawu and Lisa, we give birth to intoxication, the Tower of Pisa. It's like we on that lean. I lean in for kisses that save me. She craves me like the Sahara craves water. My mouth creates water when I taste her. I mean, the Sahara used to be a desert. We float in a space that we create, no sin, until we pass into the darkness of time where we can no longer see just voices in unison. We be gods, no blasphemy, speaking these words. Until the next time, please wait for me. Renaissance. And we back, man. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you like this, man. This show will be trying to kick me off, but I'll be coming right back at him. You're not going to get rid of me so easy. What's up, Kim?
Hey, what's going on? That's right. You know, they try to, you know, they be trying it with the technology and everything. You know, I know we got a little heat coming through, but you mean tell me Blog Talk can't take a little heat coming through? Come on now. Y'all know how we do this every other Friday. Don't act like y'all new to this Blog Talk, okay?
Yeah, they know what's up.
They act like they knew this.
It's all
you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we're going to get back. We're going to get back to you, though. We're going to get back to you, okay? Banging. You know what I'm saying? Serenading us. You know what I mean? Velveted pipes. You know what I'm saying? You already know I love when you come through singing in your pieces. But, yo, you got some lines. Like, I sink deeper into her like quicksand. I am the conduit. Every time we kiss, I learn a lesson. We be Venus and Mars. We be stars. We be dark matters. In her eyes, I feel seen. Like, yo, this piece was a whole damn vibe. Talking about what it feels like to be in true love when you get that someone and someone gets you and y'all come together. It's like a whole damn solar system filled with planets making love. Listen. All right, I ain't about to get all deep off into your piece like I wrote it, but, you know.
Hey, that's what we do, though. We be all in each other's piece, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get it. That's how we get it in.
I was in. Okay, I was in that piece, all up in the business, peeking through the blinds and shit. Like, what? I was in that piece. Okay. I was just saying that was tight. That was tight. And I just want to shout out first and foremost, we got some of the dopest poets that come bless this mic every other Friday. I so appreciate y'all. Y'all let us, y'all know we took, as a poetry community, a huge hit, and y'all gave us that time to heal and grieve and come back, and y'all still right here rocking with beside us, coming back just as strong and powerful. We need y'all. Y'all need us, and it's a whole damn vibe. Shout out to everybody. For real, you spit the hell out of that piece. Dope, dope, dope. Joe, you kicked it off just the way it needs to be. Just fire, fire.
Already, and how can you not try to bring the same flames, you know, when they're getting it in like that? You know, we got to keep
exactly.
It up on host spin. You know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right. And with that being said, we're going to sweep my little old piece out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
We got the hurricane coming through. She's about to blow off the doors and the hatches. Y'all better put the sandbags down.
Oh, my.
You know, she's going to wet it up.
Oh, no pressure.
You know what I'm saying?
No pressure.
So,
hey,
ain't no pressure, no pressure. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get. That's how you get that kind of weather. A little pressure,
yeah,
it'll come through. You know what I'm saying? The hot and the cold come together and create. You know? Yeah. Hey man, that's
the
camera. Let you do your thing.
Encyclopedia ass head. You see what I'm saying? He always got to dissect some shit all the time, all the time.
Hey, hey, hey! Don't hate, don't hate. You know what I'm saying? I'm pressing you, by gazelle.
All right. Here we go. He penned me from inception to conception. He induced inked contractions, broke day and water with his wordplay, dilated astronomy within my eyes, birthed babies of bottomless brilliance within my cranium, counted quasars in my quirkies and quilled them onto canvas. Canvas, that weird science, Gary and Wyatt, riot of the mind, defiance of common courtship calculations, changing adoration as we know it. See, his pen, it had that potent pull, held the haikus in its lungs, then shotgunned me onto these pages, and I deserved and wanted all the smoke. He stroked my inhales and exhales into sentences that breathed through paper, magnified on mics, and turned me inside out, exposing my rhythm in rhapsodies that ripened my mental fruit and savored the dripping juice from his sapial squeeze. He penned me, applying pulsating pressure between poetry's knees. Then I heard her poise, purr in fluid stanzas of me, splashing against the seams of creative fabric with warm and welcoming waves, yet wild currents, and I am pervious in his flow. He versed me so freely that you could actually feel his heartbeat along with mine, finding each other's timing line after line. See, pound for pound, the way they played for each other was profound, housed in different bodies yet equally yoked in sacred drumline, one band, one sound. Sounds like beautiful arrangements of sonic conversation recorded in written form. He employed his penmanship to adorn me, and direct deposits of attention are paid in full, ears gripping every inflection, minds clutching the ratio of me to every metaphor. I am honored to pose in his prose, as a king's mind is a queen's best photographer. No filter, just a fierce focus on capturing moments and translating them into poem, written in ode of me in peace.
Now, I know damn well you did not change your voice that quick. As soon as you got to the spit, I was like, wait a minute, who that? How your voice is so light so quick?
I
mean, that was
quick.
Like, you was, man, you was going in and all of a sudden it was like, keep it with the Michael Jackson voice. I was like, wait a minute. She did not get all light voiced it on me.
I'm just but saying, you know you're about to get up.
Beyond all that, you know what I'm saying? You changed up for the flow, I understand you all in your sapiosexual shit. Give me back the line when you start talking about the strokes and the inhale and all that. Yeah, that shit is dumb. Give back to that.
Okay, let me go back. Oh, okay, here we go. I said, see, his pen, it had that potent pull. Held the haikus in its lungs, then shotgunned me onto these pages, and I deserved and wanted all the smoke. He stroked my inhales and exhales into sentences that breathed through paper, magnified on mics, and then turned me inside out, exposing my rhythm and rhapsodies that ripened my mental fruit, then savored the dripping juice from his sapial sleeve.
You better motherfucking right, Kim. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey.
You got this shit
appreciate
done, man.
It.
You got it finished.
I appreciate it.
Man, I'm proud of you on that piece. You finished that shit. That's what's up.
Ooh, that piece about to work my damn nerve, though. Have you had me up all night like a damn college student? I ain't got time. Now, Paul, what you going to leave me alone? Let me rest. I was trying to get some sleep in, but that damn poem was like, oh no, you ain't going to sleep. You ain't getting no sleep till you finish me. So I had to finish it.
Already. That's what's up, bro, man. I ain't mad at you because the way that you spit that piece, I'm telling you, the voice change almost made me come back in and stop your piece. Like, wait a minute. I know damn well you did not change your voice like that. I was that close to coming back in. This like, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to
like,
do it.
Like, who this? Harpo, who this? Who
I'm
this,
saying,
Harpo?
I was not ready. Wait a minute. Kim, it went from the hurricane to the light rain. I was like, wait a minute.
You know, listen, you know it's different parts of the hurricane now. You know, so
yeah, you went to the eye of the storm
know,
on that shit.
Yeah, you know, that's where it's safe at. Nah, you know,
yeah.
You're good. Anything outside
like, damn, okay.
Damn problem.
Yeah, definitely the eye of the storm
like,
on
know,
that shit. The way the voice changed, I knew that sun was coming out tomorrow. Shit.
I'm just saying, you know, now the next Friday we come on, you might get something different. I don't know.
Hey,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? But,
and that's how we do. That's how we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
But no,
definitely kill
real
that
talk,
shit.
Though. Real talk, though, my brother. Being around you and for real, listen, y'all, we push each other's pins to the max, so I appreciate it. Being around all of y'all, shout out, one love, one mic. I'm going to get back to this event page. I'll come through, tear the damn mic down. That's right, tear it down. So we could rip Keith's pockets and get new mics. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do.
Yeah. Hey, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because they in them. They stay in the motherfuckers, too.
Me see it. They coming through.
Already. So with that being said, we coming back to the next caller that we got. We got 445 in the building.
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
That's not who it is. Somebody must have dropped. Who we got on the mic? Is that
that's
you for real?
Yes, it is.
All right, we're going to go to the next call. We got somebody must have dropped. We got another 444. All right, we're going to 713 in the building. You there? You on mute? We can't hear you if you're talking, 713. All right, we'll just come back to you. We go to the next caller. We got 506 in the building.
Hello. This is Lady
What's happening?
A.
What's let everybody know. Already, let's see. You, before I can even say it, you got it in. How you doing, Lady A?
Good, good. How are you? Great show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Glad that you can make it back to the show.
Thank you. So I have a couple of poems to choose from, and I can't make up my mind, so I'm going to let you make up my mind for me. How about that?
Okay. Okay. What you got?
I'm going to just give you the title, and then you can. One is called Bee Dancing, Bee as in B-E-A, a lady's name, or the other one's called His Braids.
Oh, give me Bee Dancing. That sounds intriguing. Let me get that.
Okay. Here we go. Fathoms deep, music sweet plays, kelp and seaweed dance in sync. Souls who met their demise hide in marine gardens where they abide. Curled within corals and grasses, tiny trumpets tease treble tunes and basses. Phonographs gilded gold with diamond-tipped tickle songs of old. Oceanic wonderland trumps Alice's madness. Look deep into the grasses. Distant sounds, a weeping wail cries a song to no avail. Music from the piano man tickles ivories in his one-man band. Cacophony of whistles, bloops and pings, such is the sea when she sings. Bee dances on ivory keys, tippy toes touching with dancer's ease, sadly looking back at him, the one, music on his head while she is full of dread. Accustomed to this underworld that floats her dreams, her soul unfurled, she must return to life above and leave behind all she loves. Perhaps when next you dive into the seas, bee dancing you will see. Trumpets, tubas touch your ears while humpback whales cry their tears. You'll know the secret life below and then awaken all aglow. Alarms will ring to save the sea, and music sets you free. End poem.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, is this kind of like a reverse of the mermaid kind of thing? Like,
she goes
into the sea versus coming back? Because like the Little Mermaid, she came to land. Like she stayed in the sea. She lived in the sea. She came to the land. It kind of like
I don't know. I never saw it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like how you always, you know, paint these pictures. I literally could see, you know, everything you wrote. What was it for you that inspired this particular piece? You know, if it wasn't anything, right? You know, fairy tales I'm talking about.
Well, I love the water. I love the ocean, and I don't know what it is exactly about it, other than knowing that I have an affinity. I just feel like I belong in the water, and it sounds strange, but I just feel like it's part of me. And if I could, I would live in the water. It sounds strange, but I think that there's a part of us as human beings that are connected to the water. And maybe it's because I feel grounded or feel safe or feel fulfilled when I'm near the ocean or in the ocean. I mean, I spend in the summertime, people get in Laguna and they have a little dip, get wet, get cooled off, come back out. I'm in the water for hours. I stay in it for hours, and I find it very difficult to get out of it. And I just think there's such a beauty to it. There's a danger to it. There's scariness to it, but there's a beauty to it, too. It's so powerful. The ocean is so powerful. And to be, be warned that, you know, we don't have any strength over the ocean, but the beauty of it is what I attach myself to. And I remember, can I tell one quick story?
No, go ahead.
I had a massive surgery about 14 years ago, and I was medicated afterwards, of course, and I hallucinated quite a bit. And what I hallucinated was like I was in the water. I was in the ocean, and the sea bottom when I looked up, I could see the sea bottom. And my hallucinations were that way the whole time that I was medicated. And it just was a really strange thing. And, like, all the shells and creatures were all neon colors. And it was quite an experience. And so when I get under the water, I feel, like I said, I feel like a oneness with it. Like, it's where I belong.
Mm. Okay. You know, actually, it can resonate, you know, with that, because, you know, myself and a few other people I know definitely have an affinity for the water or the beach itself. Just being near the water, you just feel calm, you feel better, you feel, like I said, a oneness.
Yeah.
And to be able to write a piece, you know, the way that you did, especially bringing up the music, the horn play, and things like that, you definitely painted, you know, a beautiful picture about it. So, dope, right?
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate you coming through and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Indeed. Hopefully, you know, you stick around. We'll come back, or that you're able to come back next week or next couple of weeks when we do another show.
Yes, I hope to. I really love your show. Oh, hello?
That is the third time I have
yeah.
been dropped by the show. What is going on? Oh, man. Anyway, we appreciate you coming through once again. I will go ahead and go to the next caller before Blog Talk kicks me off again. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you. We go to the next caller. We got 707 in the building.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
Miss Lily ain't misbehaving. Hey, Cambrella. Hey, Keith.
Already, good to have you back. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I am loving the show. You two just showing out, you and your Barry White voice and Cambrella and her quiet storm. I'm like, you two.
Look, Kim
but
hit
I'm
us with the
it.
Extra quiet storm. I wasn't ready for that. I'm like, who is that? Yep. The way, like, she literally went from, like, a megaphone voice and hit us with the lights. I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I was like, I'm telling you, I almost hopped in on her piece. Like, who was this?
Thank you.
We can't have nobody hop on here and spit for you.
Got to get ready, sir.
Look, you only fooled me one time. Like, I'm ready next time. She ain't going to catch me with the voice.
Mm-hmm,
I was like,
okay, she's going to get you again.
Yeah.
That's what she does. Is what she does.
That's what's up.
And by the way, your daughter looked beautiful. Headed to her mom.
Thank you for that, man. Look, she has not had a dress on since she was like 12. She wears baggy clothes. Like I said, she likes to wear Nikes and Jordans and things like that. T-shirts, sweatpants, all that. Shorts
uh-huh.
or whatever. So when I took her to find the dress, and, you know, we were looking at different places, and she found this particular dress, and she needed some help zipping it up. She's like, you know, Dad, can you come and help me zip it up? So I go in there and help her zip it up. And I'm like, that's a lot of thigh showing on this thing. Like, are you all right? Are you okay with this? Because that's not her thing. And she's like, yeah,
right.
I like this. Shocked the hell out. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So. It was very different to see her like that and own it, own the look. I was so proud of her.
Right.
I was so proud of her.
Right.
She did a thing.
So when you finally seen her all did up, when she came out, what was your first thought?
I said, who is that? I said, who is this? I mean, not only is she growing up on me, but, like, you know,
right.
She had, you know, the lace front on, and, you know, she had a little makeup on. She don't wear
mm-hmm.
makeup.
So,
right.
You know, it was just so different to see, you know, she just growing up on me like that. And I only got a few more months with her before I got to take her to college. So, that's a lot. That's a lot to take care of.
It is your baby. Look at that.
Yeah, well, now I got two others that's behind us. She ain't the baby, but she one of them.
But
she one of
your baby, so.
She definitely one of them. I was like, Kaylee? Is that Kaylee? But, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, she was doing, she looked amazing. I was very proud of her.
It's a beautiful time.
Indeed. With that being said, you know, I know you got some beautiful work over there because, you know, you be writing and spitting and doing your thing. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do. We'll press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. This was another National Poetry Month. What was it? One of the prompts was to write a poem about moving on. So this is titled Next. Look, man, let's just call time a death on whatever this thing is we've been doing for the past umpteenth years. We're not a couple. I don't think we're even friends because friends don't string other friends along like a dog on a leash, but a bitch needs to move on. We've laid down together for far too long. I've jumped when you text, rolled over and assumed any position that you commanded, all for a 30-minute treat without as much as an attagirl. We're limited to these four walls and a bed. No phone calls, no dates, haven't been to your new house. No trips abroad, but that other bride has seen the world, your friends, family, and the place where you lay your head. All I got was the opportunity to give you head. Now, I won't put all of the blame on you because you only did what I allowed. I just didn't want to be alone. Truth of the matter is that I've always been alone. With the occasional bone you would throw me and I would go fetch. Whether it was once a month or once a year, I was there at your beck and call. Loyal as fuck, on bended knee and open mouth. It's about time to dig up the self-respect I've buried so long ago. Because it's definitely not in the extensive paper trail of text messages that I saved. You won't find any photographic proof of our wasted time together. There is one from years ago where you stopped by for 5 minutes during my birthday dinner with friends. One photo was with the group as you flashed your pearly whites, but when the two of us posed, not a smile in sight, tied from this leash, I don't know. I've gotten so comfortable with the little scraps you would throw my way, scraps of time, scraps of attention. I bet my name has never been mentioned to your deceased mom or your bestie. Even man's best friend receives more love. I prayed for the strength to let go of the people and things that aren't beneficial to my mental health. I hope that you received all of the wealth and happiness that your heart desires. My heart's requirements for me is healing, self-love, and self-esteem building. I might as well start a new beginning. In order to start off fresh, I need to delete those old texts and your photos stolen from your Instagram. The photos of you living an exciting, carefree life of travel, tranquility, and other treasures. I'm going to weather the storm that terrifies me. But the goods of the rain has fallen. The sun shines brightly with that beautiful rainbow. That's God, and he said that I'm going to be okay. In peace.
You better motherfucking write. You better write. That shit there was fire. I loved how you took the metaphor of the dog and just ran with it literally. Like, a bitch needs to move on. That's a fly shit. No trips abroad, but that other broad has seen the world. Damn, it's about time to dig up my self-respect I buried long ago. But this line here, I bet my name has never been mentioned to your deceased mom. Shit. You took this piece in and all the way around. Look, you definitely wrote the hell out this piece. That is a dope piece.
Thank you.
Damn. You got it in on that piece. You just, Did it start from, like, thinking of, like, the dog metaphor and it just came out of nowhere? Or that, how did that flow for you when you wrote it?
At that time of deadline, I was stuck on that. And then, I don't know, it just kind of morphed into, I was just like, okay, string me along. But then all of a sudden, it was like, huh. And it just flowed on out. Really wasn't planned.
Yeah, okay. I love that. I love when it happens like that. Like, just something just, I was telling Kim not too long ago that it's kind of like you're pulling a thread. And then once you pull that thread, the whole thing just comes loose. And that's so cool. I love that. Yeah. That's what's up. I was just wondering because it sounded like it's something that could have really flowed that way. But that is it. I appreciate you sharing that piece with us. And is there anything you want to share with us as far as any events you got going on or anything on your page?
On June 8th, 5 p.m., no, 5:01 p.m., I will be on summer break. my calendar.
That's an announcement for your
clear. Ass. So whoever want to go eat, drink, smoke, hit the nearest airport, holler at your girl. I'm trying
there
to
it is.
A little. I'm trying. Hey. I'm trying to hang out with somebody's son. So, just putting it out there.
Hey,
just
put that on the big page too. Shit, I mean, okay. Big page for everything. Yeah. You know
I'm a post all summer. Me and someone's son.
Already,
in the
sun. Amen. That's what's up. I appreciate you coming through as always. You got great energy.
Anytime.
We love to have you. And I hope to see you next time. Alrighty. Lily coming through doing her thing with a dope piece. We got another caller. We got 901 in the building.
Hoping that he would enjoy the view. Knowing that he came for me. I couldn't help but to stare at him as I stepped to the mic. Slowly, I grasped it within my palm, securing this device one finger at a time, because I wanted it and him to feel my passion and melt within my flame. Again, hoping that he would enjoy my view. I can admit that I purposely and seductively bit my lips and noticed how his bulge grew. I saw the sting release from between his lips. So I licked mine again as I sent flirt alerts by the slight sway of my hips, you know. I just wanted him to feel my groove. I noticed how he flinched and how he awkwardly moved. I felt his piercing eyes prance as he teased me from his chair. I was actually envisioning his fingers slowly twirling the curls of my hair. I began wishing I could descend upon his arise, wishing I could feel his strong presence between these thighs. My need for him to understand became even more intense, which caused my desire to become far more immense. I stroked the mic stand as I spit, caressed, and gripped it. He received the message that I successfully relayed, and which caused my body to become extra, extra warm as I performed for him upon this hot stage. And as my words still lingered within the thickness of this space, I slowly released the mic, in which may have never been quite manipulated in such a lustful gesture as this night. I bid farewell to the crowd as my finger motioned for him to meet me backstage. This vixen's impulses could not be submerged. I had so much more I needed to communicate, therefore. My performance was not over as of yet. I need to personally speak with him, thus prepare him for the grand finale. Butterflies. Scorpion. What's up, family? This is Serena Butterfly Brown. What's going on?
Ain't no way. You just go just talk after the piece like that. Like you just go to say, hey, how you doing? Hell no.
This is Baptist Day.
Hell
I feel like
no.
being Baptist in my world.
Look, y'all, look. You came in with the stangers out with that piece. I'm trying to, like, introduce, like, hey, you know, you just went straight in. And here you are, another one with the voice. You usually come in with the voice, you know what I'm saying, Kim. Y'all just go change your voice and just go right in on the piece. You're nasty. Look.
I get it from Kim.
Securing.
Look,
I'm blaming on Kim. Securing the device. One finger at a time. Hold on. Again, hoping he would enjoy my view. Okay.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. She said, my knee him understand. I'm like, I'm following. I stroke the mic stand as I spit. You're nasty. You're nasty.
Oh, no. See, I'm talking about spitting words.
Yeah, into the mic. One thing at a time.
Right.
Yeah, we got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
It totally innocent.
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to bring Kim in to defend herself or not because, you know, it's her fault that she started.
It's her fault.
She started.
Wait a minute.
It's Kim's fault. She started all this.
Kim, you better quit talking about my sister like
no,
that. No.
Wait a minute.
See? First of all, you won't come in from the gate. No introduction. Just go. I mean, she ain't give us no warning.
For the juggler.
You know what I'm saying?
For the juggler.
Like, she ain't know if I had drink in my mouth or nothing. You know what I'm
she
saying?
She didn't care. She didn't care about nobody. Ruthless. Ruthless.
You know what I'm saying?
She didn't care about nobody.
Just real grown. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm glad I got a job and I got health insurance. You know what I'm saying? I got benefits. So I can go where I need to go in case something has happened because somebody ain't.
But see, you knew what was going to happen because it's your fault. It's your fault.
And they're
going
to blame
exactly.
me.
Yeah.
And then y'all going to blame. You know what I'm saying? This right here, this bus right here, I'm going to get off this bus. I'm getting off this bus.
Y'all
ain't gonna
you driving the bus. How you going to get off? You going to leave all of us?
I'm
hey, you driving the bus.
And I'm going to let y'all crash.
See, that's. See, that's just disrespectful.
He started this.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Nah,
disrespectful.
She is.
But you know
queen.
What? I got to acknowledge how she came through and disrespected us with the piece. Because she didn't even say hello to nobody.
It
you know, she
no
wasn't trying to see if Joe was all right. She didn't check on Anthony Arnold or nothing.
Listen,
you know, automatic. Charismatic over there, losing all his charisma. You know, she
don't.
Know.
Wait,
just came
no, you know what she doing, Keith? Who does? Wait. But who does this remind you of? Who hit us? Who be hitting us with that polite voice after she go all the way in? Our sister Taraji. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
She did it.
You know Taraji
she did it.
Shit,
yeah. How you gonna finish
hey,
the piece?
She part of it too.
How she gonna finish the piece and just be like, "How everybody doing? How y'all doing?"
You
like, no.
Wanted to speak.
No.
I don't like to speaking.
No. Cold blooded out here. I tell you.
Real talk. You already know, man. I'm such a fan. You have that swag that is unmatched. Like the way you bring cadence to your pieces, it is unmatched. Your wordplay so witty. I always loved your piece, and I mean, it's only growing. Your poetry, your work, your gift is only growing each time. So I love it. Love what you do.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate you, and I love y'all work too. Everybody on here has been on point, just straight up fire, and I have so much respect for each of y'all. You know, y'all, you know, doing the show and everybody. In this poetry world, you know, I got a lot of respect for Lily. I enjoyed that piece, honey. I really, really, really felt
it. Did that.
Amazing. Yeah.
Loved you, Lily. Yeah, you did that, Lee.
Love
but love you, sis. Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
already. You know, we appreciate the respect with the disrespect that you gave us tonight.
You know what? I'm just going to sit over here and sip my milk, you know, and just be as innocent as
possible. Yeah, because that's what she's sipping on. That's what she's sipping on.
Oh, now she got milk, huh?
Yeah,
after she
just
switched from the mic and all of that, now she got milk. Okay.
It does body
right.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet it does. Right. I bet it does. Mm-hmm.
We ain't even going to go back down that road. We ain't going back down.
I'm going to pray for both of y'all.
I'll ask you later. We appreciate you coming through as always.
All right.
And
all,
you know,
okay.
Being consistent, but, you know, with your presence. Even though you stung us all, you know, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Love y'all. Much respect. Bye-bye.
Oh, hold all up, right. Steve. Hold up. You got to warn them about the you got to warn them about overtime.
It's
right
too late.
Cussing.
I know.
We done messed
everybody
up the church's
that,
money.
That could have been, everybody who could have heard that.
We done messed up the church's
gone.
Money.
Like, everybody who could have heard that the show was going to go to overtime, gone. They
didn't go. Well, I'm sorry.
They gone. I can't even do that for them. They out of there. So.
Oh, well.
I got to do better next time. So, yeah. But, Cheryl, we appreciate you again. We can go ahead
right
and go to the next caller. Definitely right. Come back next time, you know.
Yeah, do.
Already. Boy, y'all showing out tonight. Got to blame it on Kim. I'm going to take up Mike away before she say something. I got to blame it on Kim. So, we got another caller following 901. We got 540 in the building.
Good evening, night, whatever one it is. This is Mimi. How y'all doing?
Hey, we are doing great. How are you? How are you enjoying
great.
The show?
I'm having fun. I'm having a blast. Y'all are silly. Kim got me with the we messed up the church's money line. That one took me out.
Look, we stay messed up church's money. It's one of those nights. It's one of those nights. Look,
that's how you know it's good, though. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was none professional about how I brought in the end of this show. So it is what it is. Everybody who could have heard that got it. But, yeah, I'm glad that you stuck around with us. I'm glad that you have been enjoying the show. Absolutely. So I know you came to spit. I know you got something. I'm looking forward to see what you got. So I'm going to let you get to it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This piece is based on a true story, but the names have been removed to protect the innocent. This piece is titled Way Speeds, a.k.a. Instructions to the Poet Who Became Lover. When you write about me, and you will, be sure you capture all that I am, everything from my heart to my hips, my pussy to my personality, my thoughtfulness to my thickness, my brain to my mind, and tell them about the waist beads. Definitely don't leave out the part about the waist beads, and then tell them about why I wore them. How I did it to bring me closer to the God that other men tried so hard to make me scream for. Tell them that you were special because I deemed you so. Helped you discover who you are or at least who you were with me. Just allow your ink to flow. Long and easy like our conversations. Be sure to let the lines break but keep my heart and my reputation intact. Brag on the times you touched me without ever using your hands right. Write like you found the joy in my imperfections as if this love was both first draft and second nature. Write me human. Etch me into this world, flesh, bone, blood, emotion. Tell them about how you and the moon loved on me the exact same way, exerting your gravity on this body of water, how overjoyed you were in its undertow, how you made me high tide under low lights, like you swam just so I could float. Tell them all about my sunshine and my torrential rains. Capture what you felt the moment the memories came flooding back to you. Tell them I was fine as hell. But write my heart as a metaphor for heaven, how you ascended the moment I opened my gates. Tell them that you were head over heels before I ever let you put my heels over my head. Tell them about the mornings when you kissed me first thing without so much as a second thought. Tell them how we assumed positions under the moon like we were trying to prove that there is something new under the sun. But whatever you do, don't forget to tell them about the waist beads and how they embrace not just my waist but my womanhood, and how you often fell to your knees to lavish praise upon them both. Write, poet. Write the memory of me into a haunting poem worthy of the Holy Ghost. And that's that piece.
Damn. Damn.
I like that response.
Look, the first stanza, you already got me. You already got me, the first stanza. Then you
Thank
said,
you.
And then tell them about the waist beads. Tell them why I wore them to get closer to the God men tried to make me scream for. Shit!
I love how
Shit.
You remember the line, Joe. That shit is amazing to me. Thank you.
Now, but... When you, I can't say it as good as you, but I need you to give this one back to me. Tell them about how you and the moon loved me the exact same way, exerting your, give me, because the water wordplay was just dope.
Okay.
I got you.
Tell them about how you and the moon loved on me the exact same way, exerted your gravity on this body of water, how overjoyed you were in its undertow, how you made me high tide under low lights, like you swam just so I could float. Tell them all about my sunshine and my torrential rains. Capture what you felt the moment the memories came flooding back to you.
Look here. That's some smart shit. That's so fucking smart. I love it. I love it. Hold on. Because I ain't the only one tripping. I got to bring Kim because she over here, she got her hand raised. She got to say something to you. But you did the hell out of that piece. She over here tripping.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bring me in, coach. Bring me the fuck in, okay? Melissa, what the fuck? Yo, for real. Nah, you got me.
Sitting right in the ass off. Shit.
Yo, I almost threw my damn phone, okay? You got to go back to them lines when you told him to tell them about the waist beads and why you did it. Please give me that back. Oh, my God.
I said, and tell them about the waist beads. Don't leave out the part about the waist beads. And tell them about why I wore them. How I did it to bring me closer to the God other men tried so hard to make me scream for.
See, yeah. When I spit that line, yeah. It didn't sound like that. It didn't sound like that.
No, because you ain't listening with the good ear. You ain't put the good ear. You ain't put the good ear.
Shit, even if I listen with the good ear, I can't spit it with the good mouth. I ain't got the same mouth.
That line, Melissa, that line needs to be a meme. I'm telling you, that right there is freaking ridiculous. And